This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1933. Don't let an energy crisis cause an English outage. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
This winter, geopolitical issues may affect our lifestyle. In Europe, they are predicting blackouts. In this episode, get super high-level vocabulary to talk about outages and ways to make the most of the situation. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
I am excellent. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. I am ready for the weekend. I don't know about you. The week's flown by so fast, though.
The same. I can't believe it. This week did go really, really fast. I feel like the week after the holidays for us is super, super fast. Yeah. I have a question for you. This is interesting.
Okay. I'm ready.
Have you ever experienced a power blackout?
Yeah, we had our power went out just on Tuesday, actually, but just for a few minutes. Really quickly, it came back on.
What about, like, what's the longest you've ever had no power?
Oh, that's a good question. I think when I was a kid in, like, New Hampshire in the 80s, we might have had, like, a 24-hour or 48-hour blackout at some point. Yeah.
Yes. I remember when I was a kid, too. I remember, like, lighting candles and, like, playing games in the dark, for sure. And then just over Thanksgiving, we were up at a cabin in the north of here, and the power went out at, like, 4 a.m., and it was cold. It was, like, 20 degrees outside. So because the heat stopped and there was no fireplace in the house, right? So by the time we kind of woke up at 8, it was freezing in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
And the whole grid was out. There was no power for several hours.
So what did you do?
I was kind of panicked. Yeah, and we needed to do laundry. We needed heat. We just bundled up in blankets.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, played a game, but we were very cold. It was rough. I realized, we were not prepared to not have power.
But so you didn't just go home? I would have gone home.
Well, we couldn't because we had to do the laundry at the VRBO before we could leave. So we were able, at least with our phone service, there was at least phone service, we were able to see that they were predicting the power to come back on around noon.
Okay.
So we're like, it'll come back at noon. We can do the laundry. We don't have to leave. Otherwise, I think we would have just
been out of there. Okay. So yeah, we've all had our bouts with loss of power for sure. And that's what we're going to get into a little bit today. You know, lots of things have been happening around the world, geopolitically speaking. And I know that Europe was kind of predicting sort of a bit of an energy crisis this winter. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. Depending on what happens with the weather, if they're needing a lot of heat, there, you know, with the embargo on Russian oil, potentially there would need to be rolling blackouts so that you could conserve power. So we're going to talk about this, what Europe did to prepare for an energy crisis or is doing.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to share two games that you can practice English even if the power goes out, right? If it's dark, there's nothing you can really do. If it happens at night and then you don't have any candle, you're really unprepared.
Right.
You could at least work on your English, practice some English.
Yeah, guys. And we don't want to make light of any kind of scenario if you know, there are actual energy issues, right? Of course. But, you know, we believe in maximizing, you know, where you are in any given moment. There's always something that we can do to make it better. Right.
So absolutely. Right. Right? There's nothing you can do. At least, make lemonade out of lemons. Right?
That's a good expression. That's a good expression. Guys, if you love learning new expressions and getting 4 episodes a week from All Ears English, where we focus on connection, not perfection, then hit follow on this show right now. We're also on YouTube. This episode should be on YouTube, Aubrey. And the All Ears English YouTube channel just passed 100,000 subscribers.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for subscribing. If you haven't, definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's so fun to watch these episodes as video.
It is fun. Maybe you guys prefer, you know, consuming our podcast on video. You can do that over there. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. The first thing I want to do is sort of define what we're talking about, a power blackout, and share some of the synonyms, because you'll hear it called several different things, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. So what does it mean, a power blackout, Aubrey?
Yeah. So it's a loss of electrical power for the entire network of a region, right? It's not just your home, all of your neighbors, right? If you're texting neighbors, do you have power? Do you have power? The whole like network, the whole grid would be out.
Yes.
But we also call it a power outage, power cut, power failure, and then power blackout, which is the more sort of physical imagery, right? Of the grid going black.
Yeah. I mean, now that I think about it, I remember traveling abroad, a fair number of kind of blackouts going on when I was in Guatemala backpacking, being in Isabel. It's like I think it's like a peninsula or somewhere near on the Caribbean, and power going out for a couple of hours every night. I mean, this is common all over the world. You know, this is not just like once in a lifetime, right? So it can happen frequently all over the world. Many of us deal with this every day in some countries, right?
And often it's intentional in order to conserve power for when it's needed more, right?
Yes.
So it was really interesting, this article about, you know, what is France doing? What is Germany doing? It was in the New York Times. And they were mentioning that in Germany, they were buying lots and lots of candles. In some countries, they were just, they were being told at certain times of the day, you can't charge electric vehicles. Okay. Or at least they were saying sort of like, this is what might happen, right? If there are freezing temperatures and the electricity is needed for heat, then there would need to be limits on other things that would happen, right?
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Power rationing, right? Mm-hmm. There would need to power be power rationing. What does that mean, rationing? I feel like we've all heard that if you ever watch a movie about war, rationing of supplies. But what would that mean for power, Lindsay?
So it means just reducing the amount and kind of scheduling out how much each person can use at a certain time.
Yep, exactly, right? There's a fixed amount instead of where usually it's unlimited, right? Charge your electric vehicle, use all the power you need. If it were rationed, you would have a certain amount or you couldn't use it at certain times.
Right. And this can be used, you know, to ration is used often for food as well. I just watched that movie Alive. I might have told you in a previous recording. Do you know that movie Alive with the Uruguayan soccer team that crashed in the Andes in the plane? It's an old movie. Don't get me wrong. It's from the 70s.
Oh, no, I have seen it. And they end up like cannibalizing each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that. Oh.
But before they did that, they had chocolate, little bars of chocolate and like bottles of wine. And they were kind of rationing. Like everyone got a little bit. So that's what rationing means. It could be used to talk about energy, food, supplies, basically. Right.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so Europe, because there is a potential energy crisis. And I loved how the article was saying, like, there's no need to panic. Right. We're not inciting panic. We're just preparing for worst case scenario. And they were saying it's not going to be a situation where we're out of power for hours and hours. Like it would be a very intentional, you know, a couple hours at a certain time where you would be aware that you wouldn't have power at this time or. Right. Yeah. That's the nice thing about this modern age in general. We can prepare and know what to expect and we can stockpile energy, conserve energy so that we can keep the power grids running and avoid that like long term blackout.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So good to know. So we've got the vocabulary here, rationing or to ration. What else, Aubrey?
Yeah. I also wanted to define embargo. I mentioned that at the beginning that So this recently, there was an embargo on Russia. This is any official ban on trade or commercial activity with a particular country. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's just something becomes more expensive or there are fees. Sometimes it's banned entirely. And so this is sort of just preparing for a possible energy crisis because historically, we have been dependent on Russian fuel. So you have to, right, as we're changing the way we do things, as we're changing where we get our power from, mm-hmm. we might have staggered electricity outages to save energy. We recognize like, okay, things are going to be changing. Yep. What do we need to do in order to not inconvenience too much, right?
Yes, exactly. And the word embargo can kind of be used in a lighter way as well. You know, for example, if you live on the East Coast and your family lives on the West Coast and they never come and visit you, you put an embargo on visiting them, right? That kind of idea in a conversational way.
Right?
So we can play around with some of these words and talk about lighter topics too, guys. So we can be flexible when we get to this higher level of vocabulary to connect.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. I also saw in one of the articles I was reading about this, the word mitigated. So it's talking about how, right, the goal is for Europe to, for problems to be mitigated through preparation, which is another high level word. What does that mean, mitigated, Lindsay?
Oof, big words today, Aubrey. I love it. Again, feels like an SAT episode, but it's going to be a great IELTS episode. Mitigated means to make less, right? To lessen, to make less severe. Great word to have in your vocabulary, guys, at your high level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you're reading the news, you're going to see this. We use it a lot to maybe to sound impressive. I feel like sometimes when someone's writing a news article, they'll throw in a word like this to sound very professional, very impressive.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right? And on the IELTS exam, of course, it could increase your score. I'll mention again, we mentioned this in the last episode, but you're on IELTS Energy with Jessica 2 days a week. So go and search for the IELTS Energy podcast, guys.
Absolutely. This is the type of vocab you would learn over there, right? High level, less common vocabulary. That's very impressive for the IELTS examiner, but also impressive for me just in daily conversation. Someone uses words like this. Aren't you so impressed, Lindsay, when someone uses a less common impressive word like this? I love
like mitigated?
It.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm very
I feel like
impressed.
They're well read, right? Mm-hmm. They're clearly reading the news. It's impressive.
Yes. I love it. So good. And, you know, solar generator. Do we want to talk about solar generator?
Yes. So I mentioned that really quick with Thanksgiving, with that power outage, I realized like maybe I need to be prepared for something like this. So it actually inspired a gift I gave my husband for Christmas. I got him a solar generator and I realized like these are pricey, but the technology has become very impressive, right? It's the portable solar panels with a battery. Okay. And they're actually, compared to how they were several years ago, they are much more affordable. So we have options just as individuals, right? We can be told by our nation, like Europe has been, right? Ooh, we have the potential for this happening. You potentially could mitigate that by having something like a solar generator available to you.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, speaking about recent power blackouts, we actually did have on Christmas Eve, we had a blackout at my brother's house in New Hampshire. But out here on the East Coast, I don't think solar generators are a thing because there's not enough sun. You have a lot of sun in Arizona and Colorado here, but where my brother lives, there's not enough sun, I think. And so he had a generator, an actual like a non-solar, just
like a fuel powered generator.
Yeah. And that thing was running for like 24 hours. It's loud. It sounds like there's a truck in your backyard. But it's the idea of generating your own electricity. Again, it's a privilege to be able to do this. These things are not cheap in any way. But
I know in New York City, well, everywhere, hospitals have to have generators for backup power. And then in New York City, most of the apartment buildings, like certain apartment buildings, have to have generators in case any residents need backup power for something like that. But for most of us, for a
most
lot of us, we don't have that.
Most of the time,
but it's true. Arizona is a great a great state, a great place for solar power. A lot of people have solar panels on their roof and for solar generators. But that's a good point. That's not going to work everywhere.
I don't think so. I'm not really like super well versed in it, but I'm assuming that that's
why
he doesn't
have
a solar generator because there's not as much sun. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, what's next? Let's get into the next piece. You know, again, like we said, we want to show you guys some games you could potentially play when the power goes out. But I just want to iterate again, or reiterate, let's say, that we're not trying to minimize anyone's experience. If power is going out in your country due to geopolitical issues, like it's a serious thing. And we know it's a struggle, right?
If we exactly.
can't connect online, maybe we work online. But again, make lemonade from lemons, right? What's the expression? What is the full expression of that, Aubrey?
If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. It took me a second to get there, but I got it.
Oh my God, that should be an outtake. I think it should be like a blooper reel, right? What we just did there.
Reel.
I love it. That's so good.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Definitely, like if people are suffering without power for long term, right?
Yeah.
We know this has been an issue in Ukraine now. That's a different situation, right?
Yeah.
For those of us who are blessed to not be directly affected by that, we might lose power for an hour or two. And like you said, right, make the best of the situation.
Yeah.
So we are going to share one of these. I remember playing when I was a kid and the power went out and it was dark and we just had a couple of little candles. And I don't have a lot of memories from when I was a kid, but this is one that's really strong in my mind, I think, because it was so different and ended up actually being so fun, like such a unique experience with my family.
Interesting. Okay. So this one is called My Neighbor's Cat. Is that the name of the game?
Yeah. So it's a great way to practice adjectives in English.
The way
you do it is the person says, my neighbor's cat is an, and then you have to have an adjective that starts with the first letter of the alphabet.
Oh,
so like awesome, adequate, right? And then the second person will use the next letter in the alphabet, B. My neighbor's cat is a black cat or bold or beautiful. Any adjective that starts with B.
Oh,
next person uses C, and you go around and around until someone... You can't repeat any, right? So you have to think of a new one, go around the vote, or you get a really difficult letter and then you're out. And it starts again with everyone there, everyone in the circle until everybody's out. One last person wins. It's actually so fun.
Man, this makes me remember that we wanted to start an Allers English game night. It still makes me want to do this. You know, maybe we can get to this in 2023. We have a lot of things to get to, but maybe we can add this
to
the list.
It needs to happen,
you know, because a lot of our listeners, I know you guys say, in the key moment when I need to come up with a word, I don't have it. And so how do we get there? It's by playing games like that.
Yes.
It's by letting it pop up in your brain and having the habit of building those synapses, right? So this could be a really good game, not just for a power blackout, for any time.
I know, right? It is a great game for any time. And the nice thing is, as you know, the person after you or the next person, they're trying to think of an adjective that starts with D or E or F. You also are thinking of all the ones you know. And it's just like you said, Lindsay, what a great exercise for your brain to think of all the adjectives you know that start with that letter.
So good. Good for even for native speakers as well, honestly, to build your vocabulary.
Either way, all of us.
All right. So that's a great game. I love that. That is great. But is there a second one too?
Yes. So this second one, we call it the camp out. And it's a memory game, but also vocabulary, but just in general, any vocabulary words you can think of. So this is great for anyone that's at a lower level in English or playing with younger children. Okay. You say, we're going on a camp out and we're taking, and you can say anything. It doesn't actually have to be something you'd take on a camp out, right? You can say, we're taking a pie, a flashlight, a car. I'm looking around naming things, headphones, a TV, right? You name anything.
Okay.
But you have to remember what everyone has said.
Got it.
The second person would say, like, we're going on a camp out and we're taking a TV and a microphone, right? And each person has to remember what was said before.
Yes.
So again, such a great exercise for your brain to remember, because you get to where you're saying like 15, 20 things. And then if you mess up, you can't remember when you're out. Last person in wins.
I would so lose that so quickly.
You'd be out after like three things.
Kind of.
My kids are so good at it.
Really?
They will remember. We'll have such a long list.
That's amazing.
But it is amazing how you have to use those kind of tricks with your brain to like visualize it, or you know what I mean? Because otherwise,
yes.
And you do hear it. The repetition helps because each time someone goes, they say the whole list.
That's true. That it, kind of in a way of how we learn languages, repetition, just kind of repeating, saying something, hearing something. Interesting. Okay.
And it actually ends up being really funny because you can say anything, right? Say, we're bringing a refrigerator and a cake.
I love it. All right, guys. So write those games down. Keep them in mind. Really, really good, solid ways to build your vocabulary, build your fluency, even in difficult circumstances, right? Maximize that time you have. What's the takeaway for today, Aubrey?
Yeah, guys, France, Germany, and elsewhere in Europe are doing such a good job making wise preparations for a possible energy crisis, and we should be prepared too. And like you said, Lindsay, we don't want to make light of what anyone's going through. So there's only so much you can prepare, unfortunately. Yeah. Sometimes we're just struggling with difficulties, but when it is short-lived and, you know, this can be a great opportunity, whoever you're with, to play a game, practice your English, enjoy that time with the lights out instead of, you know, just kind of being panicked and scared, waiting for the power to come back on.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Good stuff, Aubrey. Well, thanks for being on the show with me today. And we'll see you very soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.